Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present Union Budget 2025-26 in Lok Sabha today. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate New Delhi World Book Fair at Bharat Mandapam this morning. Four more wetlands in India added to Ramsar sites list. White House says U.S. President Donald Trump will impose new tariffs on China, Canada and Mexico today. Hyderabad Tufans beat JSW Surma Hockey Club 3-1 to storm into the final of Hockey India League in Rourkela. And in men's cricket, India defeat England by 15 runs in 4th T20 International in Pune to take unassailable 3-1 lead in 5-match series. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. It will be the second budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Ahead of the budget presentation, the economic survey was tabled in both Houses of Parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. Our correspondent has filed this report.
This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's eighth consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. After presentation of the budget in the Lok Sabha, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. During her pre-budget consultations, Finance Minister held meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry, economists, financial sector and capital markets. On 1st February 2021, the Finance Minister presented the first paperless budget, and digital budget has been presented ever since then. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13th February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will remain open for trading today on account of the presentation of Union Budget. This is only the third instance when the share market will remain open on a Saturday for the budget.
Union Budget 2025-26.
Tune in to Akashvani News for a special day-long live program on the Union Budget 2025-26.
In-depth analysis by experts.
Special budget bulletins.
Reaction on the budget.
And exclusive interviews.
Tune into Akashvani Gold Channel, 100.1 MHz and other frequencies.
From 10:10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of February.
The World Book Fair 2025 will commence today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This year, the fair's theme is We the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India. The 9-day fair will be inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu. Speaking to Akashvani News, Director of the National Book Trust, Yuvraj Malik, highlighted that this year, Russia is the focus country of the fair and over 50 countries will participate, including France, Argentina, Spain, Colombia, Abu Dhabi and Qatar. He added that nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers will attend the fair.
विशेष रूप से रशिया हमारे गेस्ट कंट्री है जिनका एक बहुत बड़ा डेलीगेशन इसमें हिस्सा ले रहा है लगभग 600 से ज्यादा साहित्यिक कार्यक्रम 1000 से ज्यादा लेखक आपको वहां रूबरू होने को मौका मिलेगा और बच्चों के लिए हमने एक पेविलियन तैयार किया है जहां अलग अलग चिल्ड्रन एक्टिविटीज और कॉम्पिटिशन को हमने आयोजित किया है और हर शाम एक कल्चरल इवनिंग भी रखी गई है जिसे एमपी थिएटर में आयोजित किया जाएगा.
The centre has announced the addition of 4 new Ramsar sites in India, taking the tally to 89. In a social media post, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that ahead of World Wetlands Day, the government announced that Sakkarakottai Bird Sanctuary and Thirthangal Bird Sanctuary in Tamil Nadu, Kechiyapalluri Wetland in Sikkim and Udhwa Lake in Jharkhand have been included in the list of Ramsar sites in the country. In the post, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav shared that India still stands as the country with the highest number of Ramsar sites in Asia and third in the world. He also termed this as a special achievement for Sikkim and Jharkhand, which have added their first Ramsar sites. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of this month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly polls. Today, we take a look at the Babarpur constituency.
The Babarpur seat of Shahadra district in northeast Delhi has been occupied by the ruling Aam Aadmi Party for the last 10 years. Senior AAP leader and environment minister in Delhi government, Gopal Rai, has won the seat twice in a row. In the last election, he defeated BJP's Naresh Gowd by more than 33,000 votes. The party has once again expressed confidence in him, citing good performance of Mr. Rai in his assembly constituency. At the same time, BJP has cut the ticket of four-time former MLA Naresh Gowd and has given a chance to Anil Vashisht to try his luck on the seat. There are more than 2 lakh voters in Babarpur, out of which more than 1,14,000 are male and more than 1 lakh are female. This assembly constituency includes colonies like Jafrabad Market, Naveen Shahadra, Babarpur, Balbir Nagar, Shivaji Park and Kabul Nagar, famous for coolers, jackets and kites. The major issues for the people in this assembly constituency are sanitation, traffic jams, crime and lack of parking space. With Akshit Vaidyan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the annual Udyanotsav of the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Amrit Udyan will open for public viewing from tomorrow. People can visit the Udyan 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. except on Mondays, which are maintenance days. Booking and entry to the garden is free of cost. Booking can be made at the portal visit.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in and walk-in entry is also available. Deputy Press Secretary to President Navika Gupta said the Amrit Udyan will be open to public from tomorrow till 30th March. She said Rashtrapati Bhavan will also host Vividhta ka Amrit Mahotsav as part of Udyanotsav.
जो लोग अमृत उद्यान देखने आ रहे हैं वो सब लोग विविधता का अमृत महोत्सव में भी जा सकते हैं। से एक हमारा प्लूमेरिया ट्रीज का गार्डन एक नया डेवलप किया गया है, वो भी कुछ दिन बाद लोगों के लिए खुल जाएगा। उसमें अलग अलग रंगों के प्लूमेरिया ट्रीज हैं, जो कि बहुत ही देखने में खूबसूरत लगते हैं। उसके अलावा कुछ फ्लोरल आर्ट्स हैं जो डिस्प्ले किए गए हैं। एक फ्लोरल क्लॉक है जो कि फंक्शनल है, ट्यूलिप्स और उसके अलावा रोजेस की बहुत सारी वेराइटीज है। 140 से ज्यादा प्रकार के रोजेस है यहाँ पे।
न्यूज फ्रॉम महाकुंभ नाउ। Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam. Our correspondent reports that the grand and divine Mahakumbh is also capturing global attention. The heads of diplomatic missions from various countries will visit Mahakumbh today. A report.
The Mahakumbh 2025 has cemented its place as not only India's largest spiritual gathering, but also a global cultural event by attracting millions. For the first time, diplomats from 73 countries will come to Prayagraj today to take a holy dip in the Sangam, the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. They will also visit Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple. The diplomats will explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. Earlier, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries had also visited Mahakumbh and took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $5.57 billion to $629.55 billion in the week ending January 24th, according to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India. The uptick was primarily attributed to a significant gain in foreign currency assets, FCA, a major component of the reserves. The FCA surged by $4.75 billion to over $537.89 billion during the week. The White House has confirmed that President Donald Trump will be slapping aggressive tariffs on major U.S. trading partners, including China, Canada and Mexico from today. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the U.S. will be leveling 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, as well as a 10% duty on China for allowing distribution of the illegal fentanyl into the U.S., which has killed tens of millions of Americans.
The February 1st deadline that President Trump put into place at a statement several weeks ago continues. The president will be implementing a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariffs tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
In the United States, multiple casualties are feared after a small aircraft crashed in northeast Philadelphia last night, sparking a large fire and prompting a major emergency response. The crash occurred near the busy Roosevelt Mall in the residential neighborhood of Bronhurst, police reported. In the Hockey India League, Hyderabad Tufan stormed into the final after defeating JSW Surma Hockey Club 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. Here is a report.
In the Men's Hero Hockey India League 2025, Hyderabad Tufans got the better of JSW Surma by a 3-1 margin. Hyderabad Tufans' goal was impenetrable with the young goalkeeper Vikramjit Singh doing a great job. The first semi-final was played between Srachi Rad Bengal Tigers and Tamil Nadu Dragons. The score was 2-2 at full time, and in the shootout, Srachi Rad Bengal Tigers won 6-5. JSW Surma will play against Tamil Nadu Dragons today at 5:45 p.m. for the third and fourth place, and Srachi Rad Bengal Tigers will play against Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. for the title match. This is V. Andrew reporting for Akashvani News.
In men's cricket, India defeated England by 15 runs in the fourth T20 International in Pune last night, taking an unassailable 3-1 lead in the five-match series. We have a report.
The Indian cricket team achieved another remarkable milestone yesterday, securing their 17th consecutive T20I series win at home. Chasing a target of 182, England were bowled out for 166 runs, courtesy of a disciplined bowling performance by the host. Shivam Dubey's all-round performance earned him the Player of the Match award. In some more cricket news, legendary former cricketer Sachin Tendulkar will be honoured with the BCCI's Lifetime Achievement Award at the board's annual gala in Mumbai today. Moving on to the world of chess, in the Tata Steel Chess Tournament, world champion D. Gukesh maintained his half-point lead at the top with a comfortable draw against China's Wei Yi after round 11 in Waikanse, the Netherlands, yesterday. Meanwhile, R. Pragyananda outplayed top-seeded American Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana to close in on the leader. And finally, exciting news for winter sports enthusiasts, the Indian government has approved the participation of the national contingent in the 9th Asian Winter Games, set to take place from February 7 to 14 in Harbin, China. This is the first occasion where the government has formally extended financial support for the country's participation in the Asian Winter Games. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
A layer of dense fog blanketed the national capital Delhi this morning, affecting visibility in the city. The fog, accompanied by cold winds, made the early hours quite chilly for residents. The dip in morning and night temperatures is attributed to northwesterly winds coming from the Himalayas. A change in weather is anticipated today onwards, with light rain expected in Delhi NCR. India Meteorological Department said that the maximum and minimum temperatures will hover around 26 and 10 degrees Celsius. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. News about the Economic Survey and Union Budget 2025-26 have appeared on the front pages of dailies. Economic Survey bats for deregulation stimulus, says Business Standard, while the Economic Times writes, Economic Survey's unflinching prescription to the state, get out of the way. Economy's fundamentals robust amid strong downsides, notes the Hindu. A headline in Hindustan Times says, taxpayers eye relief as PM seeks blessings for middle-class poor. World braces for steep U.S. tariffs on China, Canada, Mexico from today, reads a headline in the Asian Age. Sonia calls president poor thing, PM says insulting, Rashtrapati Bhavan says in poor state, reports the Indian Express. The Times of India reports that 8 AAP MLAs from the outgoing Delhi Assembly have resigned from the primary membership of the party after being denied tickets. And finally, under the headline, Delhi's rural belt cries in silence amid poll din, the Tribune lists the endless miseries of rural Delhi with broken roads, dangling wires, sewage problems and piles of garbage at every 50 metres. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present Union Budget 2025-26 in Lok Sabha today. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate New Delhi World Book Fair at Bharat Mandapam this morning. Four more wetlands in India added to Ramsar sites list. White House says US President Donald Trump will impose new tariffs on China, Canada and Mexico today. Hyderabad Tufans beat JSW Surma Hockey Club 3-1 to storm into the final of Hockey India League in Rourkela. And in men's cricket, India defeat England by 15 runs in 4th T20 International in Pune to take an unassailable 3-1 lead in 5-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.